chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. I'm excited to have Andrea Butcher on the show today. Andrea is the CEO at HRD, a leadership development company, a speaker, a podcast host, and an executive coach. If you like this episode today, please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a 5-star rating. So, Andrea, I am beyond excited that we could make this work. I've been looking so forward to this time with you.
Well, this is one of those connections. Our mutual friend, client, Dana Tenneman, connected us. And right away, 10 minutes in, I remember being teary-eyed and feeling such a connection with you. So the pleasure is mine, my friend.
We're going to have a good time, and hopefully we're going to give a lot of good stuff away for our listeners. You know, it's funny, Andrea, you may know Carrie Newhoff. Carrie Newhoff has the Leadership Podcast himself. I think he's got over 500 episodes under his belt, but he and I were having a conversation recently, and here's what he said. I love podcasting. I had these amazing guests on, and I feel like I've been in a therapy session or a consulting session.
Isn't that the truth? I have grown so much as a podcast host for that very reason.
Yes.
Every conversation. Too. Yes. We're so blessed.
I think I'm going to get free therapy today. From you.
Oh, I was thinking I was the one that was getting the free therapy.
You are so sweet. So I want to tell our listeners just a little bit about you, okay? And I don't mean to embarrass you, but I do want to set it up. So I want people to know who we're talking to here. Andrea is a visionary who has a passion for people and seeing them grow. She's a talent strategist, executive coach, a renowned keynote speaker. She spent 20 plus years of her career in HR and talent development. And here are a few quotes about you, Andrea, that I want to just do a shout out. Tim Scher, who worked with you at Defenders, here's what Tim says about you. When Andrea Butcher walks in the room, you know something has shifted.
Wow.
Here's another one. Andrea cares for people and their organizations. She radiates this in both her actions and her behaviors. One more. Andrea is a steward and a student of what she teaches, which makes her a terrific model leader for any organization. I mean, girl, this is why I'm so excited, because you're a growth mindset person. You are all about developing others. They say you have an energy of love when you walk in the room. You have love for what you're doing, love for the people that you're serving. How did this all start? I mean, where did this passion come from for you? Did it come from you when you were a little child growing up? What's the genesis?
I don't know.
Great answer.
I think we all have gifts and strengths, don't we? And I am fortunate to have discovered some of those gifts and to be in a position to use those. I think that's what it is. My parents have always encouraged me to go try, do, and I grew up with that influence. My parents were both school teachers, and there was always a passion around growth and education and being the best version of yourself. I remember that language early on in my life really resonating with me, because, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on in my head, and I get to choose what to do with that and how to show up. I tell this story a lot because when people meet me, they, oh my gosh, you're so positive. And I say, well, if you met my mother, you would understand why. But something she always said to me growing up, Lisa, was tend your own garden. And the message behind that, you know, if I was upset with friends or if I was disappointed, you know, something didn't go my way and I would start to complain about others or the situation, she would point me back to me. What can you control here? Tend your own garden. And so that's a mantra that I've resonated with. You know, there have been lots of times I haven't tended my garden well. And I've learned from those situations, or I haven't. Just like everyone else, I'm such a work in progress. And as a executive coach and facilitator, I try to work really hard on myself because I know that the better I am, the better I can be for the people that I serve and that I love.
You know, I mean, we could probably do a whole podcast, Andrea, on tending your garden.
Right.
But, you know, you've already alluded to the fact that we were connected by our mutual friend from MasterCard, Dana. She's fantastic. And she's like, Lisa, you need to know Andrea and vice versa. We'll talk a little bit about that because I know you've done some work with MasterCard and I want to talk about that. But when you and I first connected, I think we connected over Zoom and had our first conversation. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, Andrea, you worked at Defenders as their VP of HR. I said, Defenders, Dave Lindsay? And you're like, yeah, how do you know Dave? And Dave and I know each other through YPO. But I know that you told me in that meeting, you said something that Dave had said to you that was super inspiring.
It was one of the very first times I met him. And he was talking about the generous nature of the business. And, you know, every year he would give 10% of the profits to multiple charities. And he just wanted me to know coming into the business as an executive, like, that's what we do. We give a lot. And so he asked me, how much do you give? I mean, what a question to be asked in an interview, you know, really taken aback and wasn't sure what to say. And, you know, well, of course we do our 10% tithing. And he's like, no, I want to know, like, give me the details. And he grabbed my arm and he said, I don't want you to just give. I want you to give recklessly.
Wow.
And it made such an impact on me. And I saw that. I mean, it's one thing for an owner of a business to espouse that. It's another thing for it to show up. I saw it in everything we did. I saw it in the spirit of the business and the culture of the business and development of team members and the way in which he gave back to the organization and the employees and the community was incredible.
You know, we've been on several Homes of Hope mission trips with Sean Lambert. And I know the last...
Love Jan and Sean. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Aren't they amazing? Oh, they're so amazing. But I know the last count, and you would know better than I, but I think Dave has sent over 3,000 team members to build homes in Costa Rica and Mexico, which is incredible.
Well, and not just team members' families.
Yeah, the families, yes.
I have a nephew, Lisa, that plays football at Rose Holman. And to this day, he will say, the greatest, I'm getting teary-eyed thinking about it, the greatest trip we've ever taken as a family was that mission. So my nephew, I mean, how's he going to get an opportunity to build a home? It's because I worked for an organization who really believed in giving as in serving and giving people an opportunity to serve.
You know, they walk the talk. But something else that he told you, he said, I want you to work harder on yourself than you do in your job. And he put feet to that too, because you told me at the time there was a multi-million dollar budget.
Yes.
For training and development of your people.
Yeah. And that was a mantra. I mean, work harder on yourself than you do on your job was a mantra that we told every new team member in our culture day, which was something that everybody participated in within your first week of employment at the company. That spirit of you being the best you can be, because that's going to translate.
Absolutely. But what do you think that he had figured out, Andrea? Because, you know, sometimes when times get lean, what do we see companies do? And I understand you got to make a profit, but what's one of the first things that they cut?
Yeah.
Training and development of their people. But why is there danger in that?
It is through the people within your business that you're going to impact customers and get results. And so that's the place to pour into.
And investing in your people. I mean, it's to bring a better product to market, better service to market, better leadership, better camaraderie with the team.
Well, and particularly right now, the world is stressed. And particularly right now, we have been, Lisa, you and I have been blessed to get to do the work that we do for a long time. And 20 plus years of a career in leadership development, it has been really interesting to see the evolution of the conversations. You know, I used to have to work really hard to prove the value, and the conversation has shifted. You know, developing your employees is a non-negotiable. Harvard came out with something, Harvard Business Review, just a couple of weeks ago. 94% of employees expect to be developed and to grow within the organizations they're a part of. It's no longer an option. A part of the employee experience is being provided opportunities to grow and develop and get better. That's an expectation. It's no longer a nice to have or something we could do to differentiate ourselves. It's a part of the experience. We expect that of our employment, that we're going to get opportunities to grow.
Bev Kay is a friend. She wrote the book, Love Them or Lose Them. Yes. You probably know Bev's work. She's done amazing work as well. And I can't remember, but I want to say that the opportunity to develop and grow, I want to say maybe it's in the top three things that people expect and what makes them want to stay. You know, that's the question. Why do you stay here, right? And I think that's in the top three.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, for our listeners, let me just tell you, if you are interested in growth and leadership, follow Andrea on LinkedIn. She is always putting awesome content out there. She has a podcast, and we're going to be talking more about that. But one of the posts that you did, Andrea, you said 60% of all new managers fail in their first 2 years.
Had you heard that before? So that's Blanchard. That comes from Ken Blanchard. And not surprised by that, right? Because why? I mean, if you look at the research behind it, what it says is those leaders were not equipped or prepared to lead. The thing I see over and over and over in the organizations that we serve is employees being good at what they do. And so organizations saying, oh, let's put you in the manager role. And the employee doesn't know any different. And he or she wants to advance or move up. And so, yes, let's give that person that new title. It is a very different skill set. The values and priorities of an individual contributor are different than those who are leading people. Now I have to get results through other people.
Yeah, right.
Different set of competencies. And we need to honor that transition. That's a huge part of the work that we do at HRD is honoring the transition from leadership levels to acknowledge the new set of values, competencies, priorities, and how you spend your time.
Well, let's talk about that. So you're no longer at Defenders. Now you are the CEO for HRD. Tell me about HRD. Tell our listeners more about what HRD does.
Well, we are a leadership development company. And you know, it's really interesting. This business is a case study in focus equals growth. Because when I joined the business was full of talent doing all kinds of things. I mean, anybody would call up and need something and we would figure out how to do it. And I'm like, well, I don't know how that's going to support growth. Or as I really dug in and talked to customers and did some market analysis and talked with the team, it became pretty clear quickly, leadership development is really what we're good at. We've got really strong processes and some really good talent. And so we have shifted over the last couple of years, and today we are just a leadership development company. And I will tell you, it is incredible. If there are any like small business owners out there that are concerned with, well, if I cut something that's going to impact revenue, no, it's going to free up space for you to focus on what you're really good at. We have grown 4 times since I started the business, and I attribute it to that focus equals growth. And we do just what I described earlier. You know, we come alongside organizations, equipping them to transition individual contributors into leadership roles. So there are several signature solutions that we start with. And then we work with clients to build a tailored growth experience that's going to support their needs. You know, looking back at our experiences and the research around how leaders grow, there are 4 things that we will not compromise that are a part of all of those growth experiences. So it might be fun to explore those with you, Lisa.
Let's definitely talk about that. We do need to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Andrea Butcher. But let's talk about that, Andrea, when we come back. Hi, everybody. I just wanted to take a second and tell you about something our team at Technology Partners can do for your business. We have spent over 2 decades partnering with organizations and helping them solve their IT needs from a 360-degree perspective. A huge part of how we solve those needs is by developing custom applications of all shapes and sizes. If your team is looking for software and an out-of-the-box solution just isn't right, it's time to consider how we might be able to help. Go to tpi.co/custom apps and learn more about our awesome capabilities. So, Andrea, you left us with a cliffhanger. I'm like still hanging on the cliff here. You said there's four things you will not compromise on. So tell us what those are.
Well, they answer the question, how leaders grow. You know, anyone who's listening to this, Lisa, is a leader in some capacity in their lives. And so if you step back and reflect on times in your life when you've grown, I have no doubt that you'll find these four characteristics. The first one is time. Growth is not an event. It is a process. When organizations want to develop their leaders to really see behavior change, you know, it's not something that's going to happen in a couple of months, like at a minimum 6 months, ideally 9 to 12 months. We work with clients to build growth experiences, growth processes. So the first one is time. The second one is focus. And I talked about that just a few minutes ago, that focus equals growth. There is so much coming at us. And a lot of times, you know, assessment tools obviously are something we use a lot. Early in my career, I had an experience that's been so helpful for me as a facilitator coach. I went through an assessment. I got a 75-page report, and it was completely overwhelming. I didn't know what to do with it. I knew that the organization had invested in me as a high potential talent. I knew that it was an expensive program, and I worked hard to try to figure it out. And I couldn't.
Was it Myers-Briggs or was it?
It was Korn Ferry's assessment, 360. Okay. And hopefully it's gotten better. That was a long time ago.
It was overwhelming though.
And I tell the story because anytime leaders are going through a growth experience, we have to help them get really clear on what. What is it that I'm focused on? Like, what are the skills? What are the competencies? What are the tweaks that I need to make to my behavior to influence more effectively? So we provide focus, and we've got some specific things that we do with coaching and exercises to help people identify just 2 to 3 goals. Research shows that no more than 2 to 3 goals are able to be accomplished in a short period of time. So focus, so time, focus, accountability is the third one. And then it's accountability system. So an external coach could provide accountability, but also internally, peer accountability is huge. There's all kinds of research that suggests just making a commitment to someone to do something, your odds go up 95%. I mean, that's why, like, find someone in your neighborhood that you want to walk with in the morning if you're looking to start an exercise program and consistency. Because if you have a buddy next door that you know is counting on you, you're going to get out of bed and you're going to go for that walk.
That's right.
And that peer accountability is huge. So we build that into the growth experiences as well. The last one is psychological safety. It's grace. It is providing that really soft, gentle place that reminds people, hey, like, you're okay just as you are. You are loved and you're a work in progress. So let's identify things that you could do that would help you and help the people that you're working with. That softness, that psychological safety.
You know, the accountability, having that accountability. I remember several years ago, our CFO and myself, we signed up for this boot camp, the 6 a.m. boot camp. And it was brutal. It was brutal. I mean, I will have to tell you, I never got up in the morning going, yay, I'm so glad to go. But guess what? I went because I'm
like, you did it.
I did. I went because I'm
like, they were counting on you.
Yes. I'm like, Christy is going to be there and she's counting on me to be there too. And
exactly.
Yeah. Boy, and I didn't want to let her down, you know? So
something we've had a ton of success with, you guys probably have too, Lisa, in the programs that you offer, but is accountability partners in the group. And asking them to choose their accountability partner. So first of all, I have chosen my partner.
Yeah.
And then giving them something, you know. So if we've gone through assessment data and you've done some coaching, share your 2 to 3 goals with your partner. And when you come back, like, be prepared to talk about how that went. You know, giving them something very specific to do, and even allowing, we love like building in time in our sessions and our group sessions for, hey, connect with your accountability partner for 10 minutes and figure out when the two of you are going to meet and connect and how you're going to work together and really supporting that relationship, because we've seen that have so much of an impact.
That is so rich. Well, I want you to tell a little bit, because you said, you know, case studies are everything, right? I mean, that's the proof in the pudding.
The MasterCard story is such a good representation of those four things. a vice president in business operations. Actually, she may be the president of business operations. Kim Martin is her name. And she leads a technical group of leaders. And so she realized very early on, okay, these technical leaders are struggling with that transition that we talked about earlier, that transition from getting results on my own to now I have to get results through this group of people. And so because of some other work that we had done with MasterCard, we had connected with Kim and introduced her to the Leadership Challenge as an operating system for leadership. What we did, and actually now to date, I mean, you said over 300 leaders, we have taken through this 6-month growth experience, and it is giving them a system of leadership to get results through their teams. And the results have been incredible. So it's over 6 months. So that's the time component. The focus is they all go through a simple assessment at the beginning. It's just 30 behaviors that are being assessed. The report is not 75 pages. We don't just send it to them and say, good luck. They have a coach that talks with them through their results. And then they choose just 2 to 3 of those behaviors to focus on through the growth experience. They have an accountability partner. We also build in manager accountability to the process. Now that so many leaders within her organization have gone through the process, there are ambassadors for each of the 5 practices of exemplary leadership that make up that model. And so they're doing reinforcement sessions internally after our group sessions, just to go deeper with the content, to really talk about how do these behaviors play out at MasterCard. And then the group sessions that we do together, I mean, that's where the psychological safety comes in. Every session starts with, hey, wherever you are, that's where you are. And it's okay. We're here for you. This is about your growth. This is not about perfection. This is about progress. So let's talk about your journey. And somewhere in the messy middle, and I love like the 3-month point of 6-month engagements, because people are like showing up like, oh, it's too much. I can't do it. I got so much going on. And it's like, yes, this is leadership and it's okay. And somewhere in the messy middle, you are growing through it. This is a safe place to struggle and acknowledge it. And you know what? There aren't going to be a lot of days where you're going to say, this is easy. This is a piece of cake, because leadership is hard.
And it's messy.
And it's awkward and it's weird. And a lot of times there isn't a playbook. And so the reminder that you're okay, and everyone else, look around, everyone else is struggling too. We play these crazy games in our head, don't we? Where we think like, I'm the only one who's struggling. No, you're not. Everyone is. Nobody really knows what they're doing ever.
Nobody ever. No, we've been at this for 28 years and I'm still trying to figure it out, Andrea.
Right. I've been talking a lot about imposter syndrome lately. And the more in which I talk with people about that, just like the humanity of that. And I almost hate it that we've labeled it as a syndrome. I mean, that's the scariest of all titles, isn't it? When something becomes a syndrome. But no, it's humanness. Feeling like an imposter, feeling like I don't have it figured out.
I don't belong here. I don't have what
it takes. Accept that. That is a part of our broken humanness. We're always going to feel a bit of that. That's okay.
But you know, just to your point though, they've had amazing outcomes and results. Like engagement scores are higher than any other unit across the 30,000 person organization. That's incredible.
They have this MasterCard Way index that they measure, and their scores there are so high.
You say 76% of the people who went through it demonstrated more leadership qualities than at the beginning of the program, because you did that assessment in the beginning.
Yeah, the data tell a tale. That's for sure. I mean, that's the thing about leadership development. It's so hard to measure. So we try to look at a lot of different data points and say, what story?
Yeah. You know, to our listeners, go follow Andrea, go follow her on LinkedIn and see all the amazing stuff. She has got so much good content out there. She's great at asking questions. She says, are you living life by default or by design? I mean, she talks about this. You said we can dream, we can set goals, but we have a tendency sometimes to put someday on those goals. You know, how can we move the needle on that? Here's a post that you did 3 weeks ago. You said, much of my leadership has been looking externally for guidance and affirmation, only to be directed by someone else's truth. I'm learning to pay attention to my own point of view, to be quiet and allow the still small voice within me to emerge. And I'm telling you, that resonated with me, because probably at that time I was feeling a little cacophonic inside. I usually have 3 or 4 books going at any one time. I listen to podcasts, so much input. My friend Cheryl Batchelder was the CEO for Popeye's Chicken. And she said, sometimes you don't need more input. You need to just act on what you already know. And when I read that post of yours, I was just like, yes. So how's that going for you?
Well, you know, it happens all the time. So this morning I facilitated an event and this is a pattern. You know, this is why I like paying attention to your patterns and your triggers and your stuff is so good, because you will see patterns emerge when you get curious about why you do what you do. And I want so badly to make a difference or to have an impact. I feel like I've got to have something really good or really smart to say. And so I'll start Googling or I'll try to find a stat, or I'm like, wait a second. I've got a lot of good thoughts and ideas inside of me. Instead of like going out and finding something, I just need to be quiet and let those things come up. So this morning I facilitated a session and that's what I started to do. And then I recognized that tendency and I'm like, no, like what's most important to me right now is just connecting with these people. I'm going to connect with them and I'm going to trust that the right thing will emerge. And it did. And it was great. I felt really connected to them.
That's beautiful. I love it. We'll go follow. She also has her own podcast and it's called Being, and then you have in parentheses at work. So I've listened to a few of those. You did a podcast on lost integration and the change cycle. So powerful. And you say, really, we have a tendency to overestimate sometimes what we're losing and underestimate what we're going to gain when we give that up.
Yeah, it's so true.
It's so true. Well, I hope our listeners will go out and subscribe to your podcast. But we've got just a couple more things to talk about, Andrea. I want to talk about this book, The Leadership Challenge. You've already alluded to it. There's a workbook that goes along with it. James Kouzes?
Kouzes and Posner.
And yep. Posner wrote the book. They've authored over a dozen other award-winning books that I would encourage our listeners to go out and Google, maybe get copies of. But this particular book has now sold more than 2.5 million copies. It's been translated into 22 different languages.
Yeah.
Amazing. And it's won tons of awards. But here is the question that the authors ask: when leaders are at their best, what are they doing? So can you tell just real quickly our listeners those 5 practices?
Yeah. Think of it as an operating system for leadership. When leaders are at their best, they are modeling the way, inspiring a shared vision, challenging the process, enabling others to act, and encouraging the heart. And any leader listening, if you think about a time when you were at your best as a leader, whatever that looks like for you, you'll see those 5 things. Maybe you didn't name them that way, but no doubt you'll see, you know, something really personal in it for you. So you were convicted around it. You'll see that you were shifting a group of people from something that is to a future vision. You'll see challenge within it. You'll see people struggling within it that need to be supported and enabled and encouraged. Yeah. So model the way, inspire shared vision, challenge the process, enable others to act, and encourage the heart are the 5 practices of exemplary leadership.
Good stuff. And obviously that's the tip of the iceberg, but it's the teaser, right, Andrea? To reach out to you and to engage Andrea. She is a renowned keynote speaker. She coaches. And then obviously these leadership, she can do for you what she did for MasterCard. So I have to ask you, Andrea, this is something extra. What do you believe is the something extra that every leader needs?
Taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others.
I love that. We don't need to say anymore. We all know the oxygen. Yeah, mic drop. The oxygen mask.
Exactly.
So good. Well, what are you most excited about right now? How can our listeners get engaged with you? Tell us all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's the things you mentioned, Lisa. I'm really excited about our podcast, Being at Work. Please subscribe or check that out if you're interested. You know, in addition to the Thursday episodes we do with a guest, every single day we have a daily dose of leadership. That's just 2 or 3 minute snippets. So what a great way to start your day and get encouragement, inspiration. Also, those are really good snippets to send to your teams if you are a leader of others, because they're really short and have some good dialogue around. And I'm also really excited about our brand new website. So hrdleadership.com outlines the Leadership Challenge and our other signature solutions. So you'll get a sense. I am so blessed to get to lead an amazing group of people who so inspire me. Over the weekend, Lisa, I saw something. You'll love this quote. It said, if you look at your circle and you aren't inspired, you don't have a circle, you have a cage.
Oh.
And so I was thinking about my circle and my people. I shared that with them at our team meeting yesterday morning. And I'm like, this is a circle that so inspires me. They're an incredible group of people. And our chief marketing officer really spearheaded the website. And she did such a good job of the spirit of our business really coming through in the website. So I'm very excited about that.
Oh my goodness. Well, I love what you're doing and you're making such a difference. And I just appreciate, because I know how busy you are. You could be doing a seminar. You could be doing a keynote speech right now, but you chose to be with me on the Something Extra podcast. And I appreciate
you are making such a big difference, Lisa. Thank you so much for all of the work and all the inspiration and all that you
do. Well, it's all of us together, right? Hopefully making the world a better place, Andrea. That's what it's about. And investing in people, people over everything.
I will leave your listeners with this. One of my biggest pet peeves is assets. Well, first of all, they are not your assets. They are people
right.
that are empowered.
Yes, that is so good.
So yes, lift them up.
Yeah, well, you and I'm convinced we're going to be doing other things together, Andrea. So thanks again for being on the show. Enjoy your tea. And we'll be talking. Thanks again, Andrea.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc., 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.